A big win in Texas against Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. A big decision out of Texas. The state of Texas passed a rule 2 years ago where they were going to prohibit state funds from going to organizations like Planned Parenthood. In other words, organizations that were engaged in abortion practices. Sounds simple, right? State money, they can make the determination. Well, not so simple. The Planned Parenthood organization in Texas filed a lawsuit claiming that if they were denied those funds, it would violate the law. And a federal court judge in Texas originally ruled for Planned Parenthood, saying, nope, the state must fund Planned Parenthood, whether the state legislature and the governor like it or not. Well, that decision went up on an emergency stay to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. And yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, a federal judge in Austin, in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, ordered that Texas not be required to fund clinics associated with providing abortions. That is creating quite a firestorm. An emergency stay was granted so that now the state funds can go to those organizations that provide services to women but do not provide abortion. And Jordan, this has certainly created a firestorm.
Absolutely. And this, remember, other states are looking at doing the same thing. They're willing to fight in the courts against Planned Parenthood, which is key, Dad, because, listen, these are states saying, you know, we're going to stand up to Planned Parenthood in court. We're going to fight this out. And we're going to say, you know what, if the federal government's not ready to defund Planned Parenthood, we're going to do it at the state level. And the Obama administration's made some threats here as well over Medicaid funding and money that the state receives from the federal government to pay for their Medicaid programs, about half of the budget usually. They've threatened to withhold that. Remember, they did that in Indiana. And these states are taking a stand and fighting it out in federal court.
Yeah, what's so interesting here is the Obama administration is challenging the states. Now, Cecilia Richards initially said, listen to her soundbite here. This was before the decision of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Don't mess with Texas women, Governor Perry, and don't mess with women's health, period.
Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals, in an emergency order, the Fifth Circuit said that, in fact, Texas is not required to fund Planned Parenthood, which is a good decision, but it sends it back down to the trial court. Now, the Obama administration has been initiating litigation and going on the side of Planned Parenthood, not letting the states determine where their tax money will go. I mean, think about this for a moment, folks. The idea that the federal government is trying to demand that the states fund Planned Parenthood and that Planned Parenthood would then demand the states do the same sounds outrageous. But again, a district court judge said exactly that. So what we want to do is this. We are going to file a brief now with the district court. It's going back to the district court. We've got to get involved. We want your name on the brief, and we want to hear from all 50 states. If you want to stand up for the state of Texas and stand against Planned Parenthood, you can do it by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org and sign on to the brief. This is the Committee to Defend Life. We're going directly after Planned Parenthood, folks. So go to aclj.org or sign up at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
It is a battle that is sweeping across America. A national move is underway to defund Planned Parenthood, one state at a time. A growing number of states are pulling the plug on paying Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. That's right, more and more states understand that providing millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider is simply unacceptable. Planned Parenthood isn't taking this quietly. They're engaged in an aggressive campaign to challenge states in court and in the public arena to beat back defunding measures. The good news is the ACLJ is standing up to Planned Parenthood in court. And now we want to send a powerful message of support and encouragement to each and every state. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. Sign on to our petition to stop taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, a district court judge in Texas ordered that the state of Texas must fund Planned Parenthood clinics that perform abortions. The state had passed a law saying we are going to provide for women's health care, especially for those in need, but we're not going to fund those that are engaged in abortion services. Sounds simple, right? Well, Planned Parenthood, and of course with the support of the Obama administration, decided to file a lawsuit. And at the district court level, they won, ordering the state of Texas to move forward and fund Planned Parenthood performing abortions even though they disagreed. Listen to what Planned Parenthood's lawyer had to say.
The new rule is unconstitutional under the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. That law is clear that the government cannot deny Planned Parenthood or anyone else, health centers, funding for non-abortion services simply because they are affiliated with Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
That is the most absurd argument I have ever heard. Of course, the federal government can tie federal funds into organizations that don't provide abortions. The states certainly have the right. And where in the First Amendment does it say you have to fund Planned Parenthood affiliates even though they perform abortions for non-abortion-related services? The answer is nowhere. But folks, we've got to get a brief in, and now it's back at the district court level. We got the stay. The state was issued at the Fifth Circuit allowing Texas to fund non-Planned Parenthood clinics, but we need your help on this. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We want you to sign on to that brief. Jordan, before we get to Jeff Surtees, this has been a big issue in Congress as well. So this move here is not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, we're funding so much money to Planned Parenthood. We're close to paying for about half their budget. They're $1 billion a year organization, and they're taking in, of that $1 billion, over $450 million from us, from the federal taxpayers. That does not include all this state money that they're receiving as well. And what Texas is saying, we don't want to give our taxpayer dollars to organizations and offshoots of those organizations, affiliates, that provide abortion services when it comes to our women's health program. This is what the legislature, elected by the people, decided to do, and now they're facing the lawsuit and fighting it in court against Planned Parenthood, but they're willing to take the stand and fight it out, and that's why it's so important to highlight.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to fight back on this. I wanted to get Jeff Surtees on the phone here to talk about this. Jeff's a senior counsel with the ACLJ. We're litigating against Planned Parenthood, by the way, in Texas on another matter, so we know this organization well. Jeff, your reaction first to Texas' decision to not fund affiliates of Planned Parenthood because of their abortion services, and then we'll get into the court rulings.
Well, the decision of the Court of Appeals turning down the district court saying the district court decision striking down this law is unconstitutional, or at least giving the preliminary injunction that it's unconstitutional, was a fantastic decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This thing needs to be fully briefed before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals so that the right of the Texas citizens, the right of Texas government to say we don't want to fund affiliates of abortion providers should be able to stand. Texas, United States government, the federal government, shouldn't have to give a dime to Planned Parenthood, which performs, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of abortions each year. And here we are talking about affiliates of abortion providers as opposed to abortion providers themselves. But the same principle applies. The state of Texas has the right to say we stand up for life. We want to institute policies that respect life, that respect the unborn. And we certainly don't want any money going to any entities that stand up for a principle that we disagree with. I mean, it's almost talking about the right of free speech. It's almost here, Jay, the right of the free speech of Texas to say where we want to place our money, where what principle we want to stand up for. And all this just goes to show that, you know, Planned Parenthood and other abortion ideologues, you know, they don't just want abortion on demand. You know, they want a right to government-funded abortion on demand. And so God bless the state of Texas for standing up here to Planned Parenthood. And, you know, we're with them all the way through this fight.
All right, well, let's take a listen to what Lucy Nash had to say. She's a Governor Rick Perry spokesperson in Texas about this law. Here's what she said.
Our law is very clear in that it says that tax dollars will not go to abortion providers or their affiliates. You know, Texans have spoken on that, and that's the law that we stand behind.
So you got a federal judge that initially ruled that Texas, in fact, could not withhold funding from Planned Parenthood-related facilities. And then we have the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on an emergency order stay the district court decision, that is, put it in abeyance, saying, no, the state of Texas can, in fact, defund Planned Parenthood. But now it goes back to the trial court for real work. And let me go first to Jordan and then to Jeff, because this is where the work comes in. We've now got kind of we're back to neutral territory again. But, Jordan, the real work comes on right now. And what's the Obama administration's position on this?
Remember, they threatened Indiana's Medicaid funding when this law passed in Indiana. So they have taken a very proactive, of course, pro-Planned Parenthood stance here, saying, no, states, you know, if you try to do this, we'll take away your Medicaid funding. Now, interesting, the Hyde Amendment bars the Medicaid funds from being used to pay for abortion procedures. So what is the Obama administration doing? They're saying, you know what? That's why you got to let Planned Parenthood take in the money so that those abortions get paid for at the state level. I mean, that's what this is about, keeping money going to Planned Parenthood. They've added tens of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood's funding under Title X at the federal level, and they're threatening any states who threaten Planned Parenthood funding.
Also, Planned Parenthood runs the largest chain of abortion clinics in the state of Texas, and they mix in some of their clinics women's health care programs and abortions under the same roof. So what the state of Texas, Jeff, is simply saying is if you perform abortion services, we are not going to fund you. We're going to go to other clinics that provide these services. The services are not being denied to the women. It's simply the ability to not fund abortion-related companies.
That's exactly right, Jay. Yeah, no, the law at issue here prohibits the Tax Women's Health Program, which offers medical services for the indigent, and it prohibits that Texas tax dollars for going to entities and here's the key language here, affiliates of entities that perform or promote elective abortions. And so, in essence, this defunds Planned Parenthood in Texas. And the state of Texas has the right to do that. There is no constitutional right to have a federal or a state government give you taxpayer money so you can do what you want to do, especially when we're talking about an issue such as the controversial one of abortion. The state of Texas has the right to be pro-life. Now, under prevailing Supreme Court precedent, it can't pass certain laws restricting abortion. There are some laws that it can pass, but it can't prohibit abortion outright. But Texas still has the right to do where it can, under Supreme Court precedent, to say we are pro-life and we want our money and our policies to reflect that.
All right, folks, what we need to do is this. We're going to be filing a brief at the district court level arguing that, in fact, Texas cannot be required to fund Planned Parenthood. We're talking about millions and millions, $40 million here. We want you to become part of this brief. You become part of history. We want representation from all 50 states because other states are doing this as well. So you go to your phones right now, and I want you to add your name to this committee protecting life, adding your name to this brief going to the district court. You can do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, Attorney General Greg Abbott filed an emergency motion to stay that district court decision, which would have compelled Texas to give the money to the abortion clinics. Then Fifth Circuit Judge Jerry Smith granted the stay pending further orders of this court and requested a response from the abortion businesses by the close of business. Now, it may well be that we end up having to file these briefs at the Fifth Circuit if the court takes the jurisdiction from there. We will make that determination, but what we need you to do is engage this issue. And, Jordan, this issue is a huge one in Washington because the fight to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood starts in Washington and then goes out to the states.
Absolutely. And I think what you've seen is states now say, you know what, we're not going to wait for Washington anymore. It's been a tough issue. Obviously, President Obama would not sign that into law, and it'd be tough to pass it in the Senate right now, though it has passed the House of Representatives. What the states have done is said, well, we're going to do what we can so that we're not funding the abortion industry. And let's not forget, their whole Planned Parenthood Action Fund is like a wing of President Obama's reelection campaign. So states have a number of interests why, especially if it's a Republican or conservative legislature or a Republican governor, why they shouldn't be funding a partisan group attacking them with their own taxpayer dollars. People elect these legislators. They decided to do this. And you see Planned Parenthood is all over the place in federal court with the fraud cases and now the defunding. People don't want their money going to a group they don't trust. And no one wants to be paying for abortion procedures. Like Jeff said, can they outlaw abortion outright in Texas? No. Do they have to pay for your abortions and fund the largest abortion provider in the world? Absolutely not. And I think that's what you saw in the Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, here's what the President of the United States said about Planned Parenthood. You remember that one. Take a listen to this.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
So the President of the United States is not hiding the fact that he is standing with Planned Parenthood. Here's the question we're asking you. And that is, will you stand with us and the state of Texas to not fund Planned Parenthood this $40 million? If we can get the states to start do this, folks, it will be huge. But that's where you come in. We need you to go to your phones right now or go to aclj.org and sign on to this committee. This is brand new, new briefs. It's either going to be the Fifth Circuit or at the district court. We're waiting to see how the court determines that. But here's the number, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We want to make sure that you have the right, and you have the right to have your voice heard at the court, and the court to say you do not, the state of Texas, have to fund Planned Parenthood and their abortion business. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter. Get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. It is a battle that is sweeping across America. A national move is underway to defund Planned Parenthood, one state at a time. A growing number of states are pulling the plug on paying Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. That's right, more and more states understand that providing millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider is simply unacceptable. Planned Parenthood isn't taking this quietly. They're engaged in an aggressive campaign to challenge states in court and in the public Arena to beat back defunding measures. The good news is the ACLJ is standing up to Planned Parenthood in court. And now we want to send a powerful message of support and encouragement to each and every state. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. Sign on to our petition to stop taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, let me get you up to date on what has happened. A U.S. District Court judge earlier in the week had ordered the state of Texas to continue funding Planned Parenthood, the tune of about $40 million for women's health services. The state of Texas said, we don't want to do that. We're not going to do that. They passed the law because Planned Parenthood institutions perform abortions, and they're not going to give health care service providers that perform abortions that money. Very simple. They will provide that $40 million to other clinics to meet the needs of women that don't have their own resources to get this health care, but they're not going to give it to abortion providers. A district court judge said, no, you cannot do that. Attorney General Abbott, Greg Abbott, and Governor Perry appealed that decision to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and yesterday the court ruled that, in fact, Texas does not have to fund Planned Parenthood. The court issued an emergency stay. But that's a short-term victory, so the decision will now come now that full briefing will take place, and that's what we're fighting about, folks, and that's what we want to have you on. We want you to be part of this brief now at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. That number is 1-877-989-2255 to sign that brief. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, Jordan, this problem is not just Texas. States around the country, about 30 states, are looking at doing the same thing.
Yeah, and you've got states like Indiana, it's already been signed into law there and being challenged. And, of course, they have had the Obama administration look at threatening to withhold their Medicaid funding in Indiana if they don't fund Planned Parenthood. So that's being battled out in the legal process. I mean, this is something states want to take a proactive move. If President Obama is going to be a proactive supporter of Planned Parenthood, which he pledged to be in his first election campaign, and he's bragging about the HHS mandate now in the Obama campaign and their first movie ad called Ford that's up on their campaign ad up on their website, they brag about the HHS mandate. So you look at this administration and then these states, which are led by a lot of pro-life governors, pro-life legislatures, they say, you know what? We're going to be proactive as well. Proactively pro-life. And you see the Obama administration is ready to go to court over.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeff. We are actually in court against Planned Parenthood right now. And let's talk a little bit about that, because this goes to the heart of why people are concerned with Planned Parenthood, not only their abortion business, but the way they run their business.
That's right, Jay. No, we have a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood in there in Texas. It's a QTAM action, which means that we are seeking to reimburse the federal government for what we allege Planned Parenthood has defrauded the federal government to the tunes of millions of dollars, and we're seeking to reimburse the federal government for that defrauding that that Planned Parenthood has engaged in by billing the federal government for, as we allege, medical procedures that were not actually done, bills that don't reflect what were actually performed. And so Planned Parenthood, despite the fact that it receives close to $500 million each year from the federal government, is, as we allege in this lawsuit, also defrauding the federal government of even more of money, to the tune of millions of dollars. So yeah, we're well familiar with the tactics of Planned Parenthood here. And again, it just goes to show that how much Planned Parenthood is in the back pocket of this administration. Planned Parenthood and Obama are so closely tied, closely knit, that, you know, you see it reflected in policy, you see it reflected in personnel. Just recently, HHS hired the former media director of Planned Parenthood to be deputy assistant secretary.
Yeah, I want people to understand that. Say that again, Jeff. This tells you the connection between the president of the United States and Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely. Just recently, Tate Tsai, who is Planned Parenthood's former media director, has now joined HHS as the deputy assistant secretary for public affairs. And personnel is policy. You know, this actually is quite symbolic of the tight-knit relationship between Planned Parenthood and this administration. And when Jordan brought up the HHS mandate, who was a close advisor to President Obama when he was, you know, cobbling this mandate together. He didn't seek any consultation from the bishops, who were going to face the fullest brunt of the mandate. His closest advisor on this was Cecile Richards, head of Planned Parenthood.
Jordan, this kind of shows you what Jeff's talking about, the nature and the depth of the intertwined relationship between the Obama administration and Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely right. I mean, they are in the room, sometimes the only people in the room. As Jeff mentioned, the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, was there writing the HHS mandate, so-called compromise. She was the only non-administration official in the room, the only person from the outside in the room with the president and his advisors writing that compromise. So if you don't think it's about the abortion industry, look at who's writing. I mean, this is the number one abortion provider in the United States, over 300,000 abortions they pay for and perform every year, and the number one abortion provider in the world. And they're writing the compromise with Catholic bishops are supposed to accept, and that's the only person they bring in.
Well, you know, it shows you not only the relationship, but the desire to keep that relationship close. And folks, again, we're fighting back on this. As Jeff just mentioned, we're fighting directly. We have a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood in Texas, one in California as well. And, interestingly, we now are going to get involved in this brand new one. Now, this is a funding case. The state of Texas is allocating $40 million of its resources to go to women that need medical services. Those are underserved women, poor women, women in need. They don't want to use Planned Parenthood clinics because they provide abortion. There are other clinics available. In fact, the state has been very clear that says the ruling allows the state to fully enforce its laws today and exclude abortion providers from the women's health care program. Women who need help will find new providers and can simply call a toll-free number. So they have got this worked out, folks. This was not an unintentional move by the state of Texas. This was very direct. But you need to come in and help here. We need you on this brief going to either the Fifth Circuit or the district court, standing up for Texas, but standing up for all of us that don't want taxpayer money going to fund Planned Parenthood. You can go to the phones right now and have your voice heard. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Now, last question for Jordan and for Jeff. Jeff first. Looking at this lawsuit, looking at the Obama administration's position on this, we should expect more states to react, but we also should expect a response from the Obama administration. Right, Jeff?
Oh, the Obama administration, no doubt, is going to get involved in this one way or the other. And the reason why they will is because this decision, this lawsuit, is going to set precedent for the rest of the states. It's going to be persuasive as to how the other states are going to go down this road, or if they're going to not go down this road based on what the court says. That's why this decision, this lawsuit, is absolutely critical. It's going to set the tone. It's going to set the law for the rest of the country.
And, Jordan, as we look towards Washington on this, the Congress is looking at these as well and looking at how the states are reacting.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an issue where you really see who's pro-life and who's not, and who will stand up against the abortion industry and who won't, and who will stand with the abortion industry. And so I think what this is, Dad, is states saying, you know what, we're tired of waiting for the federal government. We're going to start taking action now, especially because they don't know who's going to win the next presidential election or who's going to control the Senate or the House. But why are we giving our own state money to Planned Parenthood, which provides abortion, even when there's state laws prohibiting those funds going to the use of abortions? We all know what that does. Every dollar that goes to Planned Parenthood that can't be used for abortion frees up another one of their $500 million in their half their budget to pay for abortions. And that's exactly what they do. The statistics they release are over 300,000 abortions a year.
All right, folks, you hear the numbers, you know the statistics. Now it's time to take action. We want you to be on this brief to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit or the District Court. We're determining which court will take actual jurisdiction now to stop this funding so that Texas does not have to fund Planned Parenthood. $40 million at stake. You go to your phones, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And at aclj.org, you can not only sign the committee to stand up and file that brief, but you also can get more information. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.